All right, it's KBIA 91.3 FM, Thinking Out Loud, and we've got a fun opportunity for you to enjoy a dinner theater experience here in Columbia over at Stony Creek Inn. Curtains Up Columbia will be doing this. It's called Deck the Halls for Murder, and it's coming up at the end of November and into December. Dana Naylor and Molly Dodge are a part of Curtains Up Columbia and are here to tell us all about Deck the Halls for Murder. And we're going to have fun with this because these are both dear old friends of mine. Welcome to you both.
Welcome.
Hi there.
How are you?
Okay. Dana, I'm going to start with you and let you give the quick and dirty version of what Curtains Up Columbia is all about, because you were telling me the story before, and this has been around for a while.
Right. We've actually, about 18 years ago, I started a company with some friends, and we started out doing women's issues, women's poetry. We had done several women's issues performances here in Columbia, and the actual company was Hormonal Imbalance Theater Troupe, or we called it HI Theater Troupe.
Great.
So did that, started out doing that, and then I had always kind of aspired to get into dinner theater. I thought that just breaking down the fourth wall for people was just a fun thing to do. I had done a little bit in college, some dinner theater performances with the theater department there at CMSU in Warrensburg. And so I just decided to do some dinner theater, meddle in that. We got started doing that and had done it for about 17 years. And then about 3 years ago, I kind of changed the name. Some of our group of my friends had moved away, and I was kind of just doing it on my own. Then I met Molly over here, and changed the name to Curtains Up Columbia, so we're kind of a subsidiary of HI Theater Troupe.
It's sort of evolved into Curtains Up.
Right.
Molly, tell me about Deck the Halls for Murder, because this is a holiday show slash murder mystery, pardon the term slash there.
Yes, it is. It's just a fun kind of story. It's a bit of a spoof of the X-Files.
Oh, good.
There we have a ghost who's looking for a lost treasure. We have two of the characters are Sully and Muller. We have an Indian, like from India, professor who's a little bit shady. And we have the ghost, of course, Olivia. And we have a psychic who is having a seance to get the ghost, you know, going here. And we also takes place in an inn that is run by a rather dysfunctional couple.
Oh, great.
And they kind of think each one was trying to kill the other. So we're kind of set up this way. So this story takes place. This is a convention of the paranormal. It's called Boo. What does Boo stand for again? I can't remember.
The Boo Organization.
The Boo Organization.
Fantastic.
Anyway, and the whole audience is referred to as the Boo Organization.
And Dana, I want to ask you about that, because I know there, when we talk about dinner theater, there's always the question of sometimes you sit and have your dinner and watch the show, and sometimes people actually get very involved with this. And I understand you guys are sort of in between.
We're more or less in between, yes. We don't pass out scripts to audience members per se and give them a certain part. So there are audience members that at free can just sit and watch a show and enjoy it and enjoy a meal. And then as we go along, though, in the evening, we have a cast of actors that they might interject and try to do some improv with audience members. And audience members, and actually the more they drink, actually come more out, their personalities. We've had some people just totally get involved and be a part of the show, and we kind of
just
have fun
off
with
the
that,
cuff.
Right?
Oh man,
we've had like birthday parties. We had like a table 1 year of 16 people that came for a birthday party, and yeah, it was actually Molly was in it. It was called Birthdays Are Murder, and
scrambling back and forth with some of these people.
Oh,
and I mean,
it.
They had the best time. They all got very involved in it and kind of became part of the show. So
yeah, there's going to be some involvement there. And at the end, You guys very democratically let the audience decide who the murderer is, right?
Correct. At the end, there's a chance, there's a break, a dessert break, and there's a chance for the audience members to question the cast, question people that are there, and kind of try to figure out who done it. And it's just a real fun time. And then whoever actually does guess, the people that do guess, get a small little token of appreciation.
All right.
For, you know, being the sleuth of the evening.
Yes.
So.
And it's three shows, right? November 30th and December 1st, a Friday and Saturday. And then a third show on Friday, December the 14th.
Correct.
This is all going to be happening over at Stony Creek Inn with the doors opening at 7 o'clock. And then the show starting at 7:30. And this is going to be a pretty fancy deal. When we say dinner theater, I know that when you talk about Stony Creek, you can get they do dinner very well. I was at an event just a few weeks ago.
They use Blue a lot, University Catering, Haas's Barbecue, I think are mainly some of their main ones they use. So the meal will be catered by one of those venues, and it'll be there at the Stony Creek Hotel, and nice fireplace in the hearth room.
Yes. Yes. And if people want to find out more, if you want to get reservations in, the phone number to call here in Columbia is 573-441-0252. Dana Naylor and Molly Dodge with us again. The show Deck the Halls for Murder, happening November 30th, December 1st, and December 14th over at Stony Creek Inn. And how many people is this place going to hold? How many tickets are you going to be trying to move here?
I believe it's 55.
Okay.
A night.
So, well, I mean, there are bigger rooms there, but we kind of wanted to do this one's a little bit more intimate.
Yeah.
And we'd like to have a good, solid crowd of interactive ability without right. having to buy mics and stuff like right. that, so everybody can kind of be a part yeah. of the action.
So the point is fairly limited in tickets if people.
Would need to get their reservation.
We've got groups coming in. This is great for like an office party. If someone like has some people in the office and they say, hey, because we do give discounts for groups of 10 or more.
Okay.
So, you know, if someone in the office says, hey, this might be a fun event for all of us from the office to do for the holidays, you get together at least 10 people and you come and get a table and have fun.
Go to town. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Again, it's happening at Stony Creek Inn. The phone number for reservations, 573-441-0252. Deck the Halls for Murder. Sounds yep. like it's going to be great fun. Good luck to you guys, and hope
thank
it does very well. Dana Naylor and Molly Dodge, thank you both for being here.
Ho, ho, hope to see you there.
Yeah.